This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can join us on the radio. Here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Associated Press is now calling the race after 27% reporting the presidential primary here in New Hampshire tonight. Bernie Sanders with 58% of the vote at 27% reporting, and Hillary Clinton at 40% of the vote in the Democratic race, Donald Trump at 34% of the vote, and second in the Republican race, John Kasich at 15, Jeb Bush at 12, Ted Cruz at 12, Marco Rubio 10, and so on. And then, by the way, my candidate, Vermin Supreme, ranking in at number 5 in the Democratic race so far here tonight. Very excited.
Behind write-in.
Yep, that's true. Yeah. Behind the total write-ins. But that's not fair. You can't count total write-ins because that's a bunch of different names. So strike that one. That still puts Vermin in number 5. So it's Martin O'Malley with zero, you know, less than a percent, and then someone named David Thistle ahead of Vermin Supreme.
There you go.
So that's your update from the election. If that develops further, we will let you know. You're still welcome to comment on it. Let's go to Mike, though, in Washington, because we've been discussing something way more important than the election, and that is water. Water, far more important to your life than politicians. Water, the most important thing, actually, arguably, to your entire body. What is it, 70% or something like that? Your body's made up of water. So putting good water into your body is a pretty important thing to do in life. And unfortunately, the people of Flint, Michigan, have been unable to do that due to various different government bungling and botching and cover-ups and conspiracies at all levels of government, which has led to a larger conversation about, well, what would the marketplace water delivery systems look like? Because it's easy, you know, we know what our system is today, and in some places it seems to work pretty fine. I mean, I think one of you made a comment against government water systems earlier, but I gotta say, all things considered, the city of Keene, where we live, they do a pretty good job with their water here.
Like, yeah, I don't have that much bad to say about it. I think
New Hampshire water pretty good in my experience.
It starts out pretty good too. Yeah. It's hard to mess up something that you know.
Have you tested it? How would you know if there was lead or whatever in your water? Like, how would you know?
Every now and then they do have things come off the pipes, and you can see that in the water here. But that's like, you know, they'll let you know sometimes when that's going to happen or whatever.
When you're getting water out of the ground, you never know if, for whatever reason, there's been some kind of event underground that caused some kind of poisoning, too. So, you know, people who have well water, this kind of thing can happen. But there's a lot of people in America that are, still have dug wells.
Yeah, every so often in Sarasota, I remember they would have a report, you know, in the college, they were like, you better boil your water because there's feces in your water supply.
Let's go to Mike. Mike's in Washington. He barely had a chance to get his thoughts out of moments ago. Go ahead, Mike. What were you trying to tell us?
Yeah, so basically I was just mentioning that there are actually devices out there, and they range in size quite drastically, which will suck water out of the atmosphere just by, you know, running electricity. And they generally will produce, I can't remember the exact numbers, but if you get like a desktop-sized one, which is about the size of a little bit larger than a coffee maker or something, I think they'll produce about 10 liters per day. And then if you get, you know, like a bigger one that's about the size of an office water cooler, they'll produce like 20 to 30 liters a day. And then they make them as big as like a 10-foot cargo container, which produces, I don't know, hundreds of gallons per day or something. But
Are there side effects from this? Like, you know, like during the wintertime here in New Hampshire, if you've got the oil-based heat, for instance, it dries out the air in the house. So I don't know how much more water could be sucked out of that air. I mean, you wouldn't necessarily want that. Like here, we run humidifiers in order to put more moisture into the air. So
depends on the kind of heat you have. I'll tell you the disadvantage to it. This is distilled water, right?
The atmospheric water generator?
Yeah.
It's So basically the way that those work are it's kind of the same effect as when you run an air conditioner in the summer, for example, right?
It's distilled water, right?
By definition, I believe that is distilled water, right?
Okay. Distilled water doesn't have minerals in it. It will suck the minerals right out of your body.
Oof. That's not good.
It will bond to minerals in your body.
They probably have solved this, Mark, by putting mineral filters in these units that actually likely adds minerals.
Probably a good idea. Yeah. Run it through a salt lick.
Yeah, you can get like a mineral pack. You know, that's, spring water tastes so much better because they actually control the recipe. That's why you get a consistent flavor from all these like big bottled water companies like Nestle and Poland Springs and, you know, all that stuff, because their water tastes good because they control the recipe of minerals in the water.
Well, in this case, this is one of the ways these companies make money, right? They you know, sell you the mineral filters that you then pass the water through that cost who knows how much. You have to replace them however often. So, it's a technology. It exists. I just question whether or not it's particularly a good one.
There's a brand new leap forward in this exact technology that he's talking about. There's a new water bottle called the Fontus that was just developed recently that goes on your bike. So it's like for bikers.
Okay.
And the air, they use hydrophobic materials, like nanomaterials in this, so that when the humid air passes through this water bottle, it just fills up.
Wow.
As you ride your bike around, your water bottle just fills up.
But this is the kind of water that Mark's talking about, where there's no minerals in it.
Right,
coming
exactly.
From the air.
Yeah, you would have to add minerals.
I don't think when you're talking about that quantity of water that it's that big of a deal.
Yeah,
I see.
Yeah, I think, in either case, even if you were to run a system like that outdoors even, I mean, there's a lot of people who have AC compressors that sit outside and pump cold air in or whatever.
Yeah, they just drip the water into the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's a lot of ways that you could effectively extract that water without, drying out the inside of your house.
So you're bringing this up as an example of decentralizing the water supply rather than having one.
It's pretty expensive, though. I mean, if you were trying to
run power constantly,
to run electricity to get your water,
really,
right?
Though. I mean, my experience is I was researching manufacturers out of China who provide these things, and most of the ones that you see in the United States are just rebranded exact same machines that I found in China. Mm-hmm. And the cost that I typically saw for like the office sized water cooler was roughly about $350, and the bulk of the
per
cost in that
unit
per unit, yeah.
Yeah, but I think the question from Mark was the power that you would have to consume constantly churning this compressor to suck the water, the moisture out of the air,
and it might work really well in Florida. I don't think it's going to work really well in Arizona.
Yeah, there's going to be downsides in places like Arizona for sure. But I think the main thing is it's going to consume less power than running an AC unit in your house. And the reason is because you're not driving a big fan to blow air into the house. You're just running the compressor. And so it consumes like 50
AC is one of the biggest consumers of electricity, and you generally don't run it all year round in most places. Even in Florida, we had a couple of months off where you would keep the AC off. And you're talking about a pretty big chunk of your electricity. You'll be cutting your water bill off, so there's that $30 a month that you're saving there, depending on what you're paying in water. Sometimes it's 40 or something like that. So there's mitigation. I don't know if this is the solution. Obviously, if it scales up, these units are going to get cheaper, but electricity is not going to get cheaper with more use.
Here's something that's interesting. Yeah. So this scientist who's responsible for the design of this Fontus water bottle or whatever says that this is simply the condensation of humidity that is contained in the air. Retazar told Live Science, you always have a certain percentage of humidity in the air, and it doesn't matter where you are, even in the desert.
Huh.
That means that you would always be potentially able to extract that humidity from the air.
How long, I wonder, you have to ride your bike to get a full bottle?
Probably a while. I mean, it's probably going to be
a very long time.
Hey, Mike, thanks for calling, man. I appreciate you bringing that to the table tonight, and thank you again for being patient. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And also, we've got Skype, so you can join us there at Skype username lrn.fm. What other cool, and I want to see this thing, what do they cost, the
right.
bottle? Is it like $100 for a water bottle?
I don't know. Plastic? I don't think so.
At first, but once they're once they're out.
Yeah, once they're popular, and they'll definitely come down due to competition. Toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. Water delivery absent the state. What would it look like? Well, one thing's for sure, the market would likely come up with some unique things that we haven't necessarily even thought of yet. And that's one of the things markets are good about, unlike governments. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way, and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio here and tell us, you know, what the future of water delivery would look like without the government's involvement. could we have a more decentralized water system? Would there be like neighborhood wells or neighborhood water plants, and rather than this one central water authority that the government provides? Would we have more decentralized than even the neighborhood? Would it be each house with a well? But what if they all tapped out the aquifer or whatever? Like, what about getting water from thin air? That's what one caller was just telling us about. So there's different options out there, and it would be interesting to see how the marketplace would handle that.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. The world would be completely different. So to some extent, what you've got is these weird systems where people are, you know, they're letting rainwater roll off their roofs onto the ground and then buying water from the city coming through pipes that's going through miles and miles and miles of pipes in order to spray it all over their grass so they can be urban grass farmers. I mean, none of this stuff makes a heck of a lot of sense. Water should be particularly valuable, right? I mean, it should be a commodity. And, I mean, you know, what do we need yards like this for? I mean, obviously, if you're playing soccer or something, yep, nice to have grass.
I don't know. Living in New Hampshire, I've always wanted to, I want to own a property and make my lawn out of a lichen.
Out of lichens?
Lichens.
What is that? Yeah.
It's like moss, essentially, that grows on, like the moss.
They have moss in New Hampshire?
Of course there's moss in New Hampshire.
It's like you've never hiked.
What? You have moss around your house? Like, moss is everywhere in New Hampshire.
Yeah, sure.
Like, what?
It does best in the shade.
I'm remembering it from Florida, but I just don't remember seeing it.
Oh, you're thinking of Spanish moss.
Yeah.
Okay. Spanish moss is that stuff that hangs off the tree. No, this is like a little green fuzz that grows on everything around here.
Oh,
okay. It's that, like, fuzz that grows mostly on rocks.
Like mold or something like that.
Well, yeah, it's kind of, I mean, it's kind of similar, actually. But no, it's not mildew, not mold. It's bigger and fluffier. It almost looks like the caterpillar of mold.
Okay,
the reason that people like grass in their yards is because grass can handle a certain amount of foot traffic. And
so can moss.
Not really. Well, it
lichens
can handle
are,
a certain
lichens
amount.
Are, actually, lichens are more resilient.
Yeah, I don't think that anything's as good as grass besides rocks. And out in Arizona, when I was visiting Bernie from Declare Your Independence, lots and lots
Ernie?
Of... Ernie.
Okay, I think it's Bernie.
I might have said
we got Bernie on the brain.
Bernie on the brain. Ernie. Ernest Hancock.
You're feeling the burn.
Declare your independence with Bernie Hancock.
I saw a lot of rock and sort of dirt front yards, and I thought that was...
I like that.
Yeah. Well, you like it because you don't like grass.
I hate grass.
You hate to mow it. I just don't think you should have grass unless you need it.
But I do like some things that grow, like strawberries. It's that time of year again, Valentine's Day, meaning it's time to place your order at Sherry's Berries for your loved ones. Go to berries.com, use code FTL by clicking the microphone in the top right, and get delicious, freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries starting at just $19.99. And you can double the berries for just $10, which I highly recommend. The more berries, the more fun. And they're so delicious, dipped in white milk and dark chocolatey goodness, topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzle, or nuts. Always excited to receive Sherry's Berries here at our studio, and you'll be excited, and your loved one will be excited to receive these as well. They're awesome, and it's hard to imagine anyone could be disappointed by these delicious chocolate-covered strawberries, but if, for whatever reason, someone you know does not like strawberries, Sherry's Berries has all kinds of interesting treats that they can sell you there over at berries.com, berries.com. Use code FTL after you click on the microphone up at the top right. That way they know that we sent you, and get your orders in as soon as possible on this. Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and this is a great way to make an impression. Don't get flowers. Those things are just going to die on you. These delicious and everyone will love them.
I can say I'm disappointed by Sherry's Berries, and that is because last year you shared them with the co-hosts.
Right. They didn't make it. I'm
whoever
sorry.
Was in charge of the management of the berries, like, really fell down the
I
job.
Am sorry. They did not make it until this time of week. Like, we got them on Wednesday last week, so you just missed it by one day, Johnson. And, you can't keep people away from Sherry's Berries. Can't do that. Berries.com. Click the mic. In the top right, type in code FTL, berries, berries.com to Tim in Wyoming. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tim.
Hey, guys. How's it going? No weird stories tonight. Sorry. Just now you're talking about the water delivery systems.
Yeah.
I heard part of, part of your last caller was saying something, talking about something that sounded exactly like what Frank Herbert had proposed in Dune, which is called a wind trap. And basically, it was a super cooled element with funnels, with basically a funnel, and the wind would blow through the funnel, and it would condense water. You just basically get the pure water out of the air. But I mean, that's you could get it from other sources too. I mean, that's a really good idea. I think that for very very arid areas, that would probably be a really good thing to have. I'm surprised that Arizona and New Mexico and Texas and maybe even Mexico, I'm surprised they're not using them in Mexico or Africa. You know,
super cooling stuff's expensive, right?
Well, unless you use, I mean, now I worked for a company in California for a short time that actually built superconducting circuits. And the super cooling and superconducting have to use a lot of electricity, but their supposed technology. Now, I never actually saw any of the working models. I was an angel investor. The job that I did was finding angel investors. Now, I didn't get any of them. Yeah, well, basically, I was kind of a salesman, I guess you'd call it. But now, I was looking at a large commission from one person if he possibly invested, but he decided to back out because he said, it looks like it's about a 3-year return. He said, eventually I'll get my money back, but I'm looking for something higher risk and faster return. And I said, well, you're not going to get
it. Man, you want something faster return than 3 years.
Well,
see, this is the whole you have to have money to make money thing. I don't even understand a world where you're like, oh yeah, I can't have an investment where I don't double my money in 2.5 years.
Well, I don't know what he was looking at. I mean, his investment would have been about $175,000, and he had it. I mean, he still has it probably. He could have easily invested it, but he just spent more money on women and drugs than he did on anything else. So I mean, he's a millionaire, but he can, you know, do whatever he wants.
Have I bought his album?
No. No, he's not famous. He's only infamous. Sorry to say, but
he's acting like he's famous.
Tim, was there more you wanted to share tonight?
Well, that's pretty much all. But thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Tim. Appreciate hearing from you. What's the market going to look like when the government gets out of the way as far as water is concerned? This is a tricky one. Let's go to Dave. He's in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Dave.
This is iLiberty Dave out of the chat window, and I don't think the government's ever going to get out of the way. I think that would be kind of silly to imagine that they're not going to legislate all those jobs into perpetual existence.
Well, I mean, the idea here is in the future where people care about liberty and we don't want to have a monopoly over in charge of one of the most important things, you know, as far as human life is concerned, what would that look like?
John Stossel did report on a municipality that gave up control over their water to another organization that basically they just turned it over.
So they privatized it.
They privatized it. It was still a monopoly.
But not what I was talking about.
They had some good results, though.
Stand by, Dave. Let's talk about where you're coming from on this. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Join us on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics, Signal Blocking, Anti-Radiation, Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we are keeping an eye on the Democratic-Republican primary election numbers coming in. Politico.com has a good listing. They're doing it by the tenths of a percent, so you can see the numbers as they're adjusting here.
I like that.
Google is doing that too. Oh, tenths of...
Tenths of a percent.
NHPR is not doing that.
NHPR is rounding. Yeah. Or actually, NHPR is getting it from the AP.
But they have now
Google's
moved...
doing tenths of a percent too, but I think they're rounding up on the hundredths of a percent, whereas... Okay. Politico's rounding down on it.
Could be. What were you saying there, Mark?
It looks like Hillary Clinton is now below 40%.
She is, and she's been falling over the last segment of our show. She's gone down from like 39.7 to 39, what now is 39.3%, according to Politico.
I've got 39.2, according to Google, so that's weird.
38.7% reporting in the Democratic primary, 38% reporting in the Republican. With Donald Trump,
I've got 39% reporting on Google.
Well, I haven't hit refresh. I don't know if it's auto-refreshing
or what. Donald
Trump
has basically doubled the next closest, which is Kasich.
He's almost gotten the combined next three candidates. If you look at the scores of the next three candidates, Trump has almost gotten, like, almost beat all three of them combined.
Donald Trump with 33.8%.
He's a lot more fun to watch when he's winning.
Let's go back to the phones, though. We've been talking about water and what the supply of water would look like without this government monopoly. And, Dave, you're saying the government's never going to give this up. There's no chance that we'll ever see this end, the monopoly end.
I think in general it's just a fantasy to think they're ever going to give up before they're completely exhausted.
They're not going to give up. There's no doubt about that. But that doesn't mean they won't fail because ultimately, like you said, they're exhausted. Or we can vote to change the system. Here in New Hampshire, the system can actually be changed from the inside, unlike most places, probably including Ohio.
Okay, a business model exists for this already. Now,
right.
I confess to not knowing who owns all the pipelines, but many of the oil and gas pipelines around the country are privately owned.
Mm-hmm. Yep, sure.
They do not refine gasoline in every region. They pump it from region to region. And just understanding the volume of these pipes and such, and knowing that, you know, I've heard it many times before, that generally every gas station is selling the same fuel out of the same pipeline. They're just getting it from a different distributor at the end of the pipeline.
They don't pump gasoline through pipelines. Gasoline comes delivered through trucks. It's too volatile to go through pipelines. What they do is they pump the oil, and they'll heat it to pump it through those pipelines.
So you don't think they ever send refined product through pipelines?
I don't think they send gasoline. That sounds like a terrible idea, doesn't it? How close do you want to live to the pipeline that has gasoline in it?
but I remember pipeline gasoline fires. I think they do ship gasoline.
Don't they call those pipeline gasoline explosions?
I looked up the wiki before I called you, and the wiki mentioned refined products such as gasoline.
I do not. When someone calls upon the name of wiki, I will back off.
Okay, well, I'm not witnessing for wiki here. Okay, so let's step aside on this. The other obvious point is the pipes are already in the ground in front of your house, unless you have a well. I mean, all of these people in Michigan, the pipes are already there. So it stands to reason that you could have a distribution system where you have several suppliers located throughout the city who are pushing water into the pipeline and, you know, rating systems, testing, whatever. You know, the public knows who is producing the best water and choose who to pay.
So the city has the existing grid, but the grid isn't sort of stopped off in different areas. The problem is,
saying the city can own property? Because this would not be consistent with the nature of this program.
No, I'm not claiming the city has you're saying the pipelines exist. And the water lines exist, and that is clearly a correct statement. Water lines exist. However, the water lines exist in a way that a monopoly can deliver water from them to the houses. It doesn't exist in a way that two or three or four competitors might be able to pump water in and then get their water to the house that wants their water. That's a completely logistically different scenario. I mean, they could all pump in water like electric companies all pump electricity onto the grid, and then they just charge you for what happens to go into your house.
Plural, you said electric companies. Yes, there are many electric companies that produce electricity and pump it into the grid, singular.
Yep.
You know, that is the same thing that I'm saying could happen with water.
But you couldn't distinguish your water as good or bad from your competitor. You could basically just say, this is our pricing model. Our pricing model is better than our competitor's pricing model. And you also have a situation where your competitor may have a bad product, and then that's going to reflect poorly on you. So if, for instance,
I disagree. The market chooses, and here's how. A fine example, I don't know if it's there where you are, but some states, when you go in a restaurant, there's a cleanliness report that they all have to post.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay.
A government cleanliness report.
I'm not suggesting a system where people have to post things, but private companies can do water analysis of what's coming from each supplier.
Sure.
And in the marketplace, we each as individuals can choose to pay or not pay a certain supplier if we're connected to the water grid, which then gives us the power of voting with our dollars to push somebody out of the marketplace that's a bad producer, that's the worst quality producer of the lot.
Yeah, all I'm saying is that if I'm in a marketplace with Mark's Water Company competing against the Flint Water Company, and the Flint Water Company has a catastrophic lead poisoning situation that occurs, especially when you're talking about legacy pipes that are still in the ground, and it's going to negatively affect me because I can't actually deliver to my clients a higher quality of water. I can only compete against I can only basically work with Flint to fill the pipes, right?
Right, I agree.
Okay, so that's one problem that exists.
Yep.
You know, that's
okay,
all.
So here's another issue. Here's the bigger issue. Here's the non-aggression principle issue. And that is, how is a pipe buried across your land, how is that an initiation of force? How does that create a victim?
So if I were to come to your land, dig up your yard and put a pipe through because I want to ship some water to your neighbor, you're claiming that that's not aggression?
Well, I'm saying that I'm not happy when it snows. I'm not happy when it rains. I'm not happy when a car goes by and splashes water in my yard. But the question is, does that rise to the point of an initiation of force? In other words,
someone digging up your yard, I think most people would agree that that is an initiation of force on someone's property.
I had it happen, actually, when I was living in Sarasota. The town had to come through, and just they're relaying water lines, mm-hmm. and they came in, they dug my whole front yard up, ripped up my sprinkler system, right. and the whole deal.
Okay, well, I'm not rationalizing what they did necessarily. But what I am saying is I don't think I've ever heard a compelling argument, for example, for why somebody walking across your back 100 acres across the corner of your land, how it creates a victim in you.
Walking's a little different than tearing up someone's yard to lay a pipe, wouldn't you say?
Yes, but it is a common argument that property rights is the right to the exclusive use of the property, and if you don't want to see Mr. Smith, cutting across 3 feet of your 100 acres,
you also have to demarcate the property as well. Otherwise, it's unreasonable to think someone would have known.
And community standards sort of matter. Here in New Hampshire, we have something called current use. So most land, most people that have more than 10 acres have their land in current use, which means that you can hike on it and that sort of thing. You can even pick some berries as long as you're not like picking their berry bushes, but you could even, you could do a little berry picking or pick their fiddleheads or whatever you wanted to do. So the community standards here are that you're allowed to hike on people's land,
do you accept that as a voluntary principle?
I accept that, I think that if you have enough land and somebody isn't making, they're not making a mess or anything like that, and you haven't posted...
Again, if it's
trespassers will be shot on sight.
If it's posted and you've demarcated the barriers, if there's not only just a posting, if there's a fence further, then obviously you're then crossing into someone's land, and they might have a problem with that. But otherwise, they don't if they haven't said they have a problem.
My thought here is that if you own the 100 acres, it's probably going to be Pooh and Piglet walking across your land. And if you come out blasting, you're going to make a lot of unhappy kids.
Dave, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-453. The number's shifting dramatically, at least as far as what we've been watching here. As dramatic as they can with 42% reporting. But it was, when we started the segment, it was Hillary Clinton with like 39.3%. Right. It's now 38.4% because out of nowhere,
38.2.
Out of nowhere, R. De La Fuente has shot up to 1% of the Democratic vote. And that's where I think some of Hillary's percentages went towards. And Bernie Sanders solidly at 58.9.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products. Home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Average weight lost in a study was 8.3 pounds to 4.2 inches total in first month. Results vary. Call to cancel within 14 days and return remaining non-frozen food for a refund, less return shipping. Free shakes with first order only.
All right, guys. The holidays are over and we have got some weight to lose. Let's do this. It's going to take pizza, some pasta, some chicken parm, great foods, all part of the awesome new Turbo 10 program from Nutrisystem. You'll love it. Money back guaranteed. Lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Look, you keep putting it off, you'll keep putting it on. So call Nutrisystem today and get 4 weeks of delicious meals and 1 week of Nutrisystem's new Turbo Shakes free. Packed with protein plus probiotics to help support digestive health and bust that gut. You'll also get a week of NutriCrush Shakes to crush hunger free. Come on, lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Call 866-987-THIN. 866-987-THIN. Make the call. 866-987-THIN.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username's lrn.fm. There's still time for you if you want to jump in here and add to the discussion, whether it's about the New Hampshire presidential primary, which the results are still being tallied, not quite 50%. That's 43% on the Democratic side with Bernie Sanders taking it solidly, 58.9% at the moment.
He head cracked her. I mean, this is really something.
I was expecting it to be a pretty solid win for
60% to her 38. I mean, it is huge.
And then there's a few write-ins below that. R. De La Fuente, the third place candidate right now.
Beating, had some hackers on his side.
Beating De La Fuente beat O'Malley. De La Fuente with 0.9%, O'Malley with 0.3%. Followed by Vermin Supreme in fifth place, my candidate of choice, Vermin Supreme, who is awesome.
De La Fuente, so it's like one district was 100% De La Fuente.
Well, that's what was weird. The percentages of the reporting percentage just barely increased, maybe like 1% or something, and all of a sudden De La Fuente jumped up from being a nobody candidate to nearly 1%. And that's one of the things that helped, or that, you know, pushed Hillary Clinton down solidly below 40% with De La Fuente coming up there. So, you know, I don't know why that happened. Maybe it was this guy was super popular in one district, or maybe somebody was just holding on to the votes and they just hadn't reported them all yet from various different districts. But I don't know. I don't get it. So that maybe that'll bode well for Vermin Supreme, who has now cracked 100 votes in this Democratic primary. On the Republican side, Donald Trump, 33.8% of the vote.
Doubling his next closest challenger, Kasich.
With Kasich with 15.9%, followed by Cruz, Bush. And Cruz and Bush are like in a dead heat here, 11.8% for Cruz.
Yeah.
Bush, 11.4%, which is really impressive. I mean, given...
And Rubio's pretty close to those numbers, too.
You've got to give
it's
Bush...
It's a three-way tie for last here.
You got to give Bush credit, given the tough time he's had since he's come here to New Hampshire. The Onion reporting... plunging into a downward spiral of despair and self-doubt after a poor showing in the Iowa caucuses, A demoralized Jeb Bush reportedly succumbed this week to New Hampshire's ongoing heroin epidemic. Quote, unfortunately, Jeb has suffered a number of significant career setbacks and personal humiliations recently, which left him depressed and highly susceptible to the allure of the cheap and widely available heroin in the rural Northeast, said political analyst James Peake, adding that the former Florida governor began experimenting with a Schedule I narcotic after a string of weak debate performances and a steady decline in his nationwide poll numbers, and had last been seen injecting 200 milligrams of black pearl white black pearl while squatting in a condemned Manchester tenement.
And The Onion is a satirical online magazine.
Quote, stress, low self-esteem, and hopelessness are serious risk factors for substance abuse, and like many other people in New Hampshire right now, Jeb's recent struggles have left him feeling that drugs are his only chance of relief. Hopefully his campaign can find a way to get him into rehab and back on his feet before Super Tuesday.
No, no, no.
At press time, a senior Bush advisor confirmed that the candidate had climbed in the New Hampshire polls after generously sharing a needle with several fellow addicts. I wonder if his daughter
heroin
was included.
Addicts don't vote.
I wonder if his daughter was included because, you know, this is satire, but the reality is when we were living down in Florida, his daughter got busted for, I believe it was crack cocaine possession. And then, you remember when she was actually in the rehab, she ran away from the rehab and
had to go get her some more.
And relapsed.
No, no.
And remember, Jeb Bush's response back then was, this is a family matter.
Yeah.
We'd appreciate it if the media would just leave us alone. This is a family matter. Whereas everybody else who gets busted for crack cocaine, who's not the daughter of a governor, goes to jail. They go and they get a criminal record.
Now she's probably on bath salts and crocodile.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. So there's the Onion latest on the presidential primary. As we continue, let's go to Neil. He's in Arizona. And, Neil, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, buddy, this is a follow-up call to your last phone call when you were talking about gasoline and how it's delivered.
Yes, sir.
As a retired gasoline tanker driver...
There we go.
I can tell you there are literally thousands and thousands of miles of pipelines pumping gasoline across this country underground.
Wow. I'm wrong if I'm wrong. Thank you for calling in, sir.
All right.
Did you want to share more with us?
Has there been any problems?
No,
explosions?
No, well,
anything?
I heard somebody made the arbitrary comment that, all gasoline is delivered by truck. And it's
I thought it was.
No, it's not.
There are websites here that, that back me up, but I believe you.
Consider
if you say
yourself
it.
Corrected. Thank you, Neil, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's go also to Arizona, where James is on the line. James, go ahead.
Yes, when John Wesley Powell explored Arizona on the government dime after the Civil War, he said that no man would ever live in such a desolate desert. But thanks to what he couldn't imagine, thanks to dams named after Roosevelt, Hoover, Coolidge, not to mention the world's biggest man-made lake, now named after him, millions of people live in a county in the middle of the desert that is populated by, again, millions of people, much bigger than your whole state of New Hampshire in that BS primary you're just talking about, and that's irrelevant, if I might say. So what?
It's irrelevant. That's why you've got all the major mainstream media here reporting on it.
Right.
It's irrelevant.
Maricopa County has millions more people in it than New Hampshire does.
Yeah.
New Hampshire, remember President Patrick Buchanan? Neither do I.
James.
But anyway, Johnson writes, cognitive dissonance it may cause. What say you that millions of people live in the middle of the desert thanks to collectivism and dams built on other people's money?
So the people who built those dams just did it out of the goodness of their heart?
I didn't say anything of the effect. Now, what does it say about...
People aren't able to voluntarily do things together without it being collectivism and being forced at gunpoint?
It violates the non-aggression principle. Millions of happy residents live in the middle of the desert thanks to the Salt River Project, Lake Powell.
I agree with you.
The
government creates complications.
So people can't pull together and voluntarily dig a hole. It has to be done at gunpoint.
Oh, wait a minute. I thought James was a libertarian.
No, wait. I thought you were against the non-aggression principle or for it.
I thought you were a libertarian, James.
I am, but that doesn't mean that I'm anti-statist or anti-collectivism.
And so you're not in favor of the non-aggression principle.
Water to your fellow human being.
So wait, you're just not in favor. You call yourself a libertarian, but no, you aren't in favor of non-aggression?
I'm challenging you to come up with how it's grossly violative of your non-aggression principles that you hold dear, that millions of people live in the state of Arizona thanks to government expenditures.
Well, people live all over the world because of government expenditures.
That's the way the system works right now. What are you, like, just waking up to this fact?
I mean, a lot of people wore cotton that was picked by slaves. That doesn't make slavery okay.
Hey, I want to thank James. And James, that was
a great call.
I want to compliment. Yeah.
Can we step down for a second?
James, I'd like to compliment you, James. I'd like to compliment you. Thank you for this call. I think you've been a very good caller tonight.
You're a scumbag, too.
All right. Well, thank you for the compliment. I'm trying to compliment James, but he keeps talking. Yeah. Anyway, I wanted to come to put him on hold so maybe he can hear it. I just want to say thank you to James for being on topic tonight and like being relevant. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to be on topic when you call Free Talk Live, but James is notoriously talking about things that happened in the past usually when he calls. So thank you for being on a topic we talked about tonight. But you can also bring up anything you want as well. So you can do that. It's just that it doesn't make sense when you talk about stuff that happened in the past on the show.
It was sort of relevant. Yeah. It was all encapsulated. People could understand where he was coming from.
It was challenging.
And, challenging for the hosts. No problem there.
So thank you, James, for that call. It was a good one. Appreciate it.
The people of Flint also got their poison supplied to them through collectivism. You know,
that's true.
A lot of people are existing because of things that happen because of the government. People are driving around on government roads. People are doing lots of things that happen based on collectivism. That doesn't mean that collectivism was required to make those
things
happen.
It presumes that those things wouldn't have happened in the absence of the government force. And I'm sorry, but look, you can see the examples of people who've decided to repair their own streets without asking government permission to do that. The government gets mad. They attack them for it. They arrest them for it. They threaten them. And the people, given the opportunity to keep the money that they earn, they can allocate that money in a more effective manner than can the government.
James is kind of stuck in this situation where he's got this sort of circular logic loop going on for him, you know, where it's like, well, everything's under the government, and therefore everything has to be under the government. It's like, no. That's the way it's been, but, you know, with enough effort, that cycle can be broken.
So it looks
like a cycle of abuse.
It looks like a done deal. The cycle of abuse, of course, is going to continue from the federal government, where whoever it is that wins this election, whether it's Bernie Sanders, Donald Trump, or someone else, because, again, just because they win New Hampshire doesn't mean that they will ultimately be the selection of the entire country or enough people to qualify for the final ballot, the general election here. But nonetheless, right now, Bernie Sanders trouncing Hillary Clinton in the Democratic primary with 48% reporting, and Donald Trump trouncing the remainder of the Republican candidates, with Rand Paul not even getting more than the total number of write-in votes. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.